Allison Little, a best-selling author, keynote speaker, and award-winning entrepreneur who has built businesses and brands for the past decade. I'm passionate about helping high achievers launch to the next level.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Launch Podcast with Allison Little. Today's episode is called Jacob's Journey with Tracy Felix. Tracy is a wife and a mom to three children. When her oldest child was born with L1 CAM syndrome and a lot of other complex medical issues, Tracy and her husband had to completely reevaluate life and what was truly important. I met Tracy at a book signing when she was sharing her book about her son. And I love the idea that she created this book, and she'll talk more about it, really to honor her son and to help her son see himself as a hero. And I knew that that's what we're all about here at Launch, right? We're helping people launch, whether it's our children or people in our lives. So I wanted to invite Tracy on to tell us a little bit more about her story. So hello, Tracy. Thank you so much for joining me.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I am so excited about this. I know we've been trying to get together and to do this, and I know that people are going to love to hear how you have navigated life. So tell us a little bit more about your story.
So we had actually tried for a lot of years to have a baby on our own, and we tried fertility treatments and we were unsuccessful with that. And I thought, you know, there's children everywhere that need to have a home, and we think we're going to be good parents. So we're going to try to adopt. And we were through that, almost through that process. We had one step left. And so I took one more test, and there we were pregnant after so many years of trying. And then we found out fairly early on that he was going to have a lot of issues. The L1 CAM is actually the gene within me, and it is hereditary. So it passed on from my parent, from my mom and from my grandma. And we knew it was a possibility that he was going to have this hydrocephalus issue. And we decided to continue on with the pregnancy anyway. And we brought him into the world. And he actually, because I was pregnant with him and having breathing issues while I was pregnant, he was the whole reason why they found my cancer. Because I was diagnosed with cancer when I was 32 weeks pregnant, and yeah, I came out 5 weeks early, and then I could get my treatment. And so, yeah, that's kind of our background with him and how he came into the world.
Wow. And Jacob, how old is he now?
He is 8 and will forever be 8, I guess. So yeah, because he had so many medical issues, we didn't know how long he was going to live. The doctors didn't give us a very good prognosis. They said maybe a day, maybe a year, maybe 10 years. We don't really know. And so he actually passed away in April. He had a heart attack at 8. So yeah, it was,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's sad, and it's been a journey, and now we're in this grief journey, and life is crazy.
It is. But this beautiful soul came into your life and really touched you and touched everybody around you. And I think that's the beautiful lesson here is really, you know, sometimes those people come into our life for a short period of time, but they make such a profound impact, right?
Yes,
and he's still
yes.
making an impact. He's your angel right now. He's making an impact, and he is helping people become heroes, right? Because you yes. actually wrote a book about him. Can you tell us a little bit more about that book?
Yeah, absolutely. So when he was really little, he was only a few months old, I actually went to a women's conference, and I was listening to this lady tell her story, and I thought, I need to tell our story. It's an amazing story. So originally I was going to write a grown-up version of our story. And somewhere along the way, my husband was like, you know, we really need you to be the mom. We need you to be his nurse. We need you to be home. You can't be off promoting this book that you have. So I changed it, and I thought, a children's book is really going to be a good way to get the story out there and touch more lives, because it could be in every school. So from pretty early on, I had this idea in my head that I needed to tell our story in a children's book. And it was just a matter of waiting for the right time and finding an illustrator and finding the right company. And so I finally actually found them last year, and I signed a contract with them in October, and they got to go work on the illustrations right away. The illustrations were done in like about a month and a half. Mm-hmm. So he saw those, and then it was just a matter of formatting it and making it look like a book. So that's kind of the story. And I have probably 100 more that I want to do in my head. The second one is actually already illustrated too. I just have to format that one now.
Nice. So. Awesome. And so the story, tell us a little bit about the story. It's called Introducing Jacob.
Yes.
Tell us about, you know, kind of what is the premise of that story?
So the first story is really just introducing him and the character and letting other people know that even though you are different, you can still be cool and you can still do all these things, and it's okay to be different.
Yeah. And when Tracy, when you and I met and you were talking about the book, one of the things that I really appreciated about why you wrote the book is you took and you wanted to have your son see somebody in a wheelchair as the hero of the book, so he could read the book, because a lot of times in books for children, especially, they don't see anybody that looks different or that has, you know, has an ability that's different than other people. And so that was one of the things. And I was like, so you made your son the hero? And you said, yeah. And I love that idea. So tell us a little bit more about why you made him the hero.
Yeah, well, he was the biggest influence in my life. So he literally changed everything about my world and about our little community that we live in. It just seemed to really make sense. And when I was looking for books for my other kids and for him, I didn't see any out there that had a kid in a wheelchair or somebody that was different. So I just went ahead and made it myself then.
Isn't that awesome? And that's so good. I think we all need to see our children as heroes and see other children that have different abilities as the awesome people that they absolutely are and how great they can bring their light to the world. And I think that's exactly what you did in your book. So to other parents who are listening, what advice would you give them for, you know, kind of dealing with their children or helping their children feel like heroes too?
I think the biggest piece of advice is to just enjoy every single moment with them. And your role as their parent is the biggest influence in your kids' lives. And you make them feel like heroes just by paying attention to them and showing interest in what they're doing and having them come alongside of you on any adventure, whether that be just going to a doctor appointment or just going for a walk around town or whatever, make it an adventure and you can be their hero and then they will be your hero.
Oh my gosh, that's so beautiful, right? Sometimes we get so hurried, right? Or rushed in our life that we forget that we can make the simple times, you know, the simple things in life, maybe it's going for a walk or maybe it's going for an appointment or going to the grocery store. We can make that into a time where you help your kids see how great they are, or you see their greatness, or you're patient with them, or they're patient with you, or you have a conversation with them about, I don't know, whatever, anything, right? And just kind of cherish all the moments. Sometimes we think it's the big things, but it's really the small things that happen day to day that we need to appreciate as parents.
Yeah. And if that's one thing that Noli has really taught, really everyone that has met him, was that you have to enjoy the small things because they're fun. One of his favorite things would be the squeaky door when you're opening and closing it. So instead of just walking through the door, we would open and close it a couple more times. And then he would giggle so hard that he would almost fall right out of his chair.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
That would make you giggle. And then it was just like finding the joy. Like, yeah. Who would have thought that squeaky door would make you laugh? But it did. And it brought joy.
Yeah.
How beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. He did that with everything. So, and I think kids are just apt to do that in general, but we just don't pay attention to it.
For our listeners, you can't see Tracy right now, but her face is glowing as she's talking about him. And she's got like the biggest smile. I'm smiling because she's smiling. She's got the biggest smile on her face and she's just kind of happy as she's sharing this. And I share that because you can't see it. And it's making my heart happy. It's bringing joy because she's thinking about these memories of her son and really honoring his memory and the greatness that he brought, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we are on the Launch Podcast and I ask all of our guests to say 2 to 3 things they've done in their life to launch to the next level. So could you share 2 things, Tracy?
Sure. So I guess for me in life, because our life was so hard, some days I don't feel like I'm launching anywhere. I feel like I'm just trying to get through the next day, and a special needs journey and the grief journey is really a very long process that is in takes endurance, and it's just getting up every day and making sure that you brush your teeth or eat breakfast and just keep going. And the results that happen when you look back is going to be just amazing. Like it, when you're in the moment, it doesn't feel like it's amazing, but it, when you look back at it, it really is truly amazing and a gift. And the second piece of advice is just to enjoy the little things, I think, is just to take that deep breath and enjoy the sunset or look at a flower. Don't just walk past it, you know, actually stop and smell the rose or whatever flower you're looking at, and just do that on a regular basis. And I think that is just going to help put you in the right mind frame to keep going.
Tracy, I don't know if you know this, but I have a book called Keep Going. And I, so as you're saying that, like I'm just thinking about a mentor that I had who has since passed, but he would say the exact same thing. It's like, even on the days when you feel like you're walking through mud, keep going. Even on the days when it's super easy, keep going. Even when you're going around an obstacle, keep going. And I think that's been a mantra in my head as well. And it sounds like it's a mantra in your head as well. And I love that you say, look for the little things. And that's kind of like a message that you keep bringing up. Why do you think that people need to start really being mindful or intentional about looking for the little things?
Well, I think we just get so caught up in the big picture. You know, we look at the economy or we look at the world situation and coronavirus, and we look at all these things and we can get so overwhelmed. And when in reality, sure, it matters and it has an effect on your life. But if you turn off the TV and you turn off all the bad things in your life, you can step back and you can realize, hey, my life is not that bad. It is actually pretty good. And I have it better than a lot of other people. And it could be so much worse. And it just makes you really grateful for what you have.
And that perspective shift can really change your life. It sounds like you are very mindful of the type of information you consume. And like you said, you know, turning off all that stuff, that's exactly what I do too. And that's what I'm hearing over and over and over again, as I'm doing these interviews, is that high achievers are really focused on the things that they can control in their life. So focusing on the little things are things that you can control. The bigger things, yeah, you might need to be mindful of them, but to focus all of your time and energy on something that you really can't control doesn't help us, does it? And most likely it'll make you depressed or anxious or worried or frustrated, right? So waking up every day with that goal of saying, what is the one thing that I can focus on today that's going to get me closer to that goal of being the best mom I can be, or being the best person in the work life, or whatever it might be for you, is really, really important. So that's a great lesson, Tracy. Okay, Tracy, what's your main passion or purpose in life?
I feel like I have a few that I'm always working on something, right? But my main passion is to tell our story. He had such an amazing life and such a positive attitude. I just want everybody in the world to just become infected with that positivity that he had. And I'm the person that's going to bring that out there. So.
But you're sharing the story. You're sharing the legacy that your son brought into the world. And I think that's a great thing. And it's a beautiful lesson because of the challenges that he had to deal with, right? It's not always easy to be positive if you don't have any challenges you're dealing with, right? Like just on a day-to-day basis, I find myself complaining about things or whatever, but then to deal with health issues and to maybe not feel well and to all those different things and to choose a infectious positive attitude is a beautiful lesson. You're a mom, and as moms, I'm sure you know, we have a lot of stress that comes into our lives and a lot of things that we need to deal with. Are there a couple things that you do to take care of yourself?
Well, I really like to, I like my alone time for sure. I will go for a walk. We live out in the country. I just love being out in nature, and I will go for a walk, and that's where I put on a podcast or some music or something like that, where I can just start my day off and I can just focus on me or focus on what's in my heart and maybe say a prayer or two for my kids or for my day and really be able to focus on that in the morning before I am bombarded with mommy, mommy, mommy.
Right.
Is really important to me. So I get up earlier than my kids, and that's probably my biggest piece of advice, is just to know what time your kids get up. And it's hard because my kids get up really early. They have always been like 5 o'clock in the morning when they get up. And so I have to get up even earlier than that in order to get that time in. But I have to do that.
Doesn't it set your whole day up for success? I know that's one of my hacks. As soon as I started to do that, it was like a beautiful thing, because just to have a little bit of quiet time to read or to do whatever it is that you need to do helps center your day. What else do you want to talk about your story or about your life? Is there anything else you want to share?
Well, I just want to let everyone know that the second book is actually already illustrated, and it is got to be formatted yet. And so that's coming out. And I would really love to have a whole bunch of more, a whole series on our adventures with him. We did a lot of things with him. Anytime we went on a trip, we just took him with. It wasn't really an option to leave him home. So we have lots of adventures that we went on, and I'd love to do a whole nother series about meeting other people, maybe with Down syndrome or autistic. And then I'd love to do a whole nother series where he can explain all of the medical stuff that he had, the wheelchair and the braces and all of the things, and try to make that not so scary for other kids. So yeah, that's probably my next big picture step. Nice. But if people want to get a hold of me, they can reach me at Facebook, Jacob's Journeys Books on Facebook, or they can find the current book on Amazon.
Lovely. Awesome. Well, this has been so fun. Thank you so much for being a part of our launch podcast, Tracy. And to all of our listeners, if you were as touched by Tracy's story about introducing Jacob, go to Amazon, find the book, buy it for somebody in your life. Actually, buy more than one, give them away. Talk about Jacob. He left a legacy in the world. And that is exactly what we're all about, is lifting up leaders and lifting up people and being a positive force in the world. And that's exactly what Jacob and his mom are doing and are just amazing, wonderful leaders. So thank you, Tracy. Number one, for being so vulnerable and being so open and for being a great mom to your kiddos. I know that's hard, and I appreciate, you know, you coming on the podcast. And then thank you for being so open to sharing your story and journey with others so that it can help them understand other people's lives, and really appreciate those little things.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, thanks again. And I hope you have a great day. Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Launch Podcast. I'm Allison Little, and I'm so excited that you spent your time with me. Look for future episodes and connect with me on social media or at my website at www.allisonlittle.com.